Essay, Blowin' in the Wind, by Arthur Bernard. If it's pouring rain, I'll ride the train. If there's heavy, unwieldy baggage to carry, I may take a taxi. But most days, I move around Tokyo by bicycle. Cycling is good exercise and environment-friendly as well. But for me, the main reason to be out there pedaling is the wind. I love riding in the open air, sensing the seasons, catching invisible wisps of information that come wafting along. An easterly wind in Tokyo brings smells of the sea, while a westerly comes with hints of mountains and the Kanto Plain. Sometimes a northerly will wipe the olfactory slate clean. But southerly winds tend to be rich in sultry nuances, to which I contribute plenty of cyclist sweat. My attention to the wind has taken on new urgency since March 11th. I now think less about seasonal smells and more about radioactivity. When a southerly wind blows, it carries deadly particles up toward my friends in Minamisoma, just north of the Fukushima No. 1 nuclear power plant. An easterly puts my friends in Koriyama City in harm's way. A westerly punishes the Pacific Ocean and carries traces of the nuclear witch's brew over to my sister's home in California. A northerly wind, of course, means I should forget about riding my bicycle and stay inside with the windows shut tight. In addition to the poisons and the winds outside, dubious wind-related expressions are gusting through the Japanese media, puffing out from the mouths of politicians. We're told to beware the Huhyo Higai blowing across the archipelago, and overseas too, wreaking havoc on our precious economy. The word Huhyo is a combination of the character for wind and another meaning, reputation. A standard translation of Huhyo would be hearsay or rumor, and combined with Higai, which means damage, the expression ought to refer to baseless scuttlebutt that causes loss and hardship. However, these are not standard times, and the true intent behind Huhyo Higai is anything but baseless. As you may recall, after the earthquake and tsunami, the Japanese government and the Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO, announced that everything was under control, while three nuclear reactors proceeded to melt down and explode, contaminating vast areas of land and sea. The government told us the accident's severity level was 3, until that assessment became a farce and they were forced to go to level 5, which was an international joke too. So, after the elections were out of the way, the Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency reluctantly admitted that, yes, level 7 was appropriate. And now, even though Fukushima No. 1 is still poisoning ocean and air, and further explosions may very well occur, the government expects us to believe that we've moved from the emergency response phase to the planned and stabilizing action phase. As proof, they offer up TEPCO's Pollyanna-ish roadmap. If you doubt the government and take prudent steps to protect yourself, then, according to the mass media, you've succumbed to the wicked winds of Huhyo Higai. Why are all the tourists staying away? It's those damned Huhyo Higai. Why don't our products sell? Those same blasted Huhyo Higai. No, I don't buy it. I think Huhyo Higai is a sly trick that allows those responsible for the actual damage to avoid taking responsibility. Want to know why things are so bleak? The real answer's out there, blowing in the wind, from Fukushima No. 1.